Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. Welcome back to another installment of the first month. Today we're going to have a look at the Cronulla Sharks, the new look. Cronulla Sharks, new head coach Craig Fitzgibbon comes in, couple of new star players including Cam McInnes, Dale Finucane and Nico Hines walk into this system. The keys get handed to, you'd have to assume, Braden Trindle at halfback. So a lot of change going on at the Cronulla Sharks. Still some things stay the same. You know, you got your Andrew Fifita, your Wade Grahams, these sort of guys. Jesse Ramian's been in this side for a long time as well. Cronulla, very interesting side. A lot of changes. As I said, I've got a couple of issues with their offense, but I think defensively, they're just going to be so good that I think they can overcome those couple of issues in attack, which I think, to be honest with you, when I look at their draw, I think they can pretty much get away with it anyway. I'm confident the Cronulla Sharks play finals footy in 2022. My one hesitation is, as I've said for a long time, with Craig Fitzgibbon, he doesn't know anything but the Rooster system. He's been there since he was 19 or 20 years old. He hasn't left. He's always been in that system. The last few years, he's working with guys like Luke Keary, Cooper Cronk, Victor Radley in his spine, Jake Friend. He arrives at the Cronulla Sharks, and yes, he's got Nico Hines, but he doesn't really have an out-and-out 7. He doesn't have an out-and-out 13 that can play as a link man, and he doesn't really have a hooker that is of the caliber of the guys he probably had to work with at the Roosters. So, attacking-wise, there will be some challenges, but in defense, I'm so confident they're going to be such a good side because they've got Craig Fitzgibbon, Cam McInnes, Wade Graham, and, of course, Dale Finucane. So, Cronulla, I'm confident they do well. In their first 4 weeks, it's pretty good. I'd be happy with this draw if I was the Cronulla Sharks. Round one, they play the Canberra Raiders. Downside is it is down there in Canberra. Round two, they've got the Parramatta Eels. Round three, they play the St. George Illawarra Dragons. Round four, they play the Newcastle Knights at home. Obviously missing Jaden Brayley as well now. So that matchup, that would have been the Brayley Cup, obviously. Gets a little bit easier for Cronulla there. Look, this first month, I think that they can beat the Canberra Raiders. I guess with the side like Cronulla, you're worried about their new combos, how quickly they gel. But for me, you know, they're not playing the Melbourne Storm, the Penrith Panthers, the Sydney Roosters. You know, the Parramatta Eels, they're the only team that made the top eight last year from these sides. Like, I mean, the Newcastle Knights did, but let's be perfectly honest here, they were nowhere near those other top six teams. I don't think the Knights were all that much better than some of the teams that finished 9th, 10th, 11th. And Newcastle, I think they've got much worse. I actually think Newcastle probably the easiest game out of these four, to be perfectly honest with you. So it's a pretty damn good draw. Going to Canberra is not ideal. I understand that. It is early in the season. If you're going to go to Canberra, you probably want to go there earlier rather than later. Hopefully it won't be as cold. So Cronulla, I like their first month. I think that they can beat the Raiders. I think that Parramatta game, that's probably the hardest one they've got. I think they can compete in that game. I think they can knock over the Dragons, and I think they can knock over the Newcastle Knights. So I'm expecting the Cronulla Sharks to come out of the first 4 weeks with probably a 3-1 or at worst a 2-2 record. I can't see the Dragons or the Knights knocking over the Sharks. Parramatta, I can see Parramatta winning that game. I would have them as favourites, but I'm not going to declare it as a game that I don't think the Sharks can win. Also, the Raiders, I think that's probably a 50-50 shot. That's sort of where I lean towards 2-2 or 3-1 realistically. So the first month when they're going to be gelling with new combos and getting new guys into this team and working out their defensive structure, I think it's a pretty good draw for it. Now, when you look a little bit further into their season, I mean, round 5, they play the West Tigers at home. I like that matchup as well. I wouldn't be surprised if they're, you know, 4-1 after round 5 or 3-2. You then get to round 6. This is their first big challenge. They play the Melbourne Storm down there in Melbourne. I'm not expecting them to win that game. That will be a tough encounter for them. Nicho Hynes, Dale Finucane returning home for the first time. The week after that, they play the Manly Seagulls. Not at Brookvale, at home at least, so that's a little win. But there's not too many times this season. This is what I like about the Cronulla Sharks season, is that there's not too many games that are back-to-back that are going to be really difficult for them. They play the Melbourne Storm and the Manly Seagulls. That's going to be tough. But for me, the Manly Seagulls, they're not really a grueling side. They will score a lot of points. They'll also concede a lot of points. I don't think it takes as much out of the tank as what a Melbourne Storm does realistically. So that one is a tough back-to-back matchup. Round 8, they play the Broncos. Round 9, they play the New Zealand Warriors. Round 10, they play the Canberra Raiders again. That's for Magic Round. Round 11, they play the Melbourne Storm. The Gold Coast Titans. So in the first 11 weeks, I mean, the only real top-shelf teams they play for me are the Eels, the Storm, and the Manly Seagulls. You know, of the top 4 teams last year, you don't really have to take on many of them. Now, after round 11, they play the Sydney Roosters in round 12, but they get the bye the week after. I mean, doesn't come much better than that. Round 12, that will be at home. The Roosters, they might be missing a couple of troops origin. So with the Sharks, to be fair, just thinking about who they could be missing, probably Dale Finucane. But outside of that, I'm not sure if they are going to be missing anyone else. Whereas you look at the Roosters, I mean, they'll be missing Angus Crichton, James Tedesco, potentially a Luke Keary. They're probably going to be missing a Lindsay Collins. So, I mean, that's a pretty good matchup to then go into a bye. The beauty of that is that, you know, normally, well, the three teams that I'm looking at next in 2022 that you have to look at the week after as well is the Roosters, the Storm, and the Penrith Panthers. The week after, you're going to be tired. It's going to take a lot out of the tank. For them to land with the Roosters and then a bye the week after, I think that's massive for Cronulla. They come out of the bye, they've got the Warriors, the Titans, the Bulldogs. They've got three games there that I think are all winnable coming off a bye without a doubt. A heap of those teams won't be smashed with Origin and whatnot as well. But three games that I definitely think they can win. They then play the Melbourne Storm at home. So they play the Melbourne Storm twice this season. I mean, it's round 17. We haven't seen the Penrith Panthers yet. We've only seen the Sydney Roosters once. This is not a bad draw. They play the Melbourne Storm. Then the next week, they play the Cowboys. I think that's a winnable game. Gets a little bit tougher. Round 19, they play the Penrith Panthers. Then they go into the South Sydney Rabbitohs. That's probably going to be their toughest run. But similar to what I said before, they've got the Melbourne Storm and the Manly Seagulls. The Manly Seagulls will score a lot of points, but they'll also concede a lot. It won't be a grinding game. I think South Sydney, they have been very similar over the last few years, and I think they will be similar again next year. I think without Wayne Bennett, they could concede more points realistically and maybe score a little bit less. So, you know, I look at their run home. Dragons, Tigers, Manly at Brookvale, not ideal. Bulldogs, Newcastle. I mean, that's their run home. I think of their last 5, they probably win 4 of them. And I'm not going to rule out them managing to beat the Seagulls. I think it's unlikely.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
But, I mean, their draw is really good, the Cronulla Sharks. I'm not sure what they're paying to finish in the top 8 at the moment, but I think they are a really good thing. I really like this draw. I love the first 4 weeks. This is a team that, in my opinion, if they all stay fit, and as much as this should be the same for every other team, I think because of their new combinations, their new players and everything, I think the Cronulla Sharks will be a vastly different team in round 20 than what they are in round 4. Now, if they can get through these first 4 weeks, which we've spoken about, with potentially 4, I would say at minimum they get 2, I think they'll get 3 wins. That'll be the first time they've had a winning record in the first 4 weeks of their season since they won their maiden premiership all the way back in 2016. So that's 5 or 6 years now since they started with a winning record in their first month. Personally, I think they can turn that around in 2022, and I think it's going to set the Cronulla Sharks up for some decent success. For me, I think the Sharks, the best team that was outside of the top six last year. We all know last year's competition, it featured six teams that were head and shoulders above the rest. It had the Roosters and the Eels that were probably just a step below those top four sort of sides for the most of the season. You could throw Manly in there as well if you want. But then you obviously had the top three teams that were well above everyone else in South Sydney, Penrith Panthers, Melbourne Storm. I think South Sydney dropped back a peg slightly, potentially the Melbourne Storm, but I still think they'll stay in the top two. I think the Roosters jump up, but I think that top six still stays at the top six. If one of those six is going to drop to seven or eight, I think it will be because of the Cronulla Sharks. I genuinely think that this team will play finals footy. I think they will give a lot of the good teams a shake. And the beauty of this is that they don't play many of the good teams early. They play the Storm in round six. After that, they don't see the Storm, the Roosters, or the Panthers until round 12. So they've got 11 games of football to prepare for the Sydney Roosters. Then they've got a bye the week after, which is massive. They've then got to wait another, 5 weeks to play the Melbourne Storm and then another 2 weeks to play the Penrith Panthers into South Sydney. I think they will be tapering at the back end of the season. I think Cronulla will be a much better side as the season goes on. And I think they're going to be ready to rip and tear against these top sides. Do I think they can win a premiership? No, I don't. Do I think they can win a premiership over the next few years? Yes, I think they potentially can. They're building a really good squad. It's going to take one of their halves to kick on or Matty Moylan to get completely fit and play his absolute best footy. But a lot can happen in 18 months as far as guys arriving at the club. I think there'll be a couple of halfbacks that'll hit the market over the next few years. Maybe a Luke Brooks might be able to convince a Piercy to come back, whatever it might be. But heading into 2022, if I had to bet on the Cronulla Sharks where they're going to finish, I would have them at 6th, 7th, or 8th. I'm pretty confident that they fall into that realm. For me, I've got to tell you, if they finish below 10th, I think this is a huge failure. I would argue that if they miss the 8th, in 2022, this is going to be a failure for Cronulla, pending injury, suspensions, etc., etc. But I was pretty confident they were going to make the eight. Then I looked at this draw and the way that it plays out and the structure of it, and I think it's a huge win for the Cronulla Sharks. I'm very bullish on them playing finals footy in 2022. They missed last year. They made it the 2 years before that. And dare I say, I think this team is probably better than they have been the last few years. Yes, there's issues in the halves and with maybe scoring points, but the high-end caliber players they've got and the defensive workhorses they've got in the middle who will just bring a completely different attitude to this side, I really like the Sharkies heading into 2022. I'm tipping them for a finals berth, and I think they will go 3-1 in their first 4 weeks at worst. I think they go 2-2, and I wouldn't be surprised if they get to the Melbourne Storm in round six and they've got a record of 5-1 or whatever it is. I really do think this team can give this competition a big shake in season 2022.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.